And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that his brethren talked with him. And the Lord said unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, Ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended, and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And it came to pass, while Saul talked unto the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said unto the priest, Withdraw thine hand. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him. And he said, Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What, should I wait for the Lord any longer? And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done. And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said unto him, Art thou made of the king's counsel? Forbear. Why shouldest thou be smitten? Then the prophet forbear and said, I know that God hath determined to destroy thee, because thou hast done this, and hast not hearkened unto my counsel. But if the princes hear that I have talked with thee, and they come unto thee, and say unto thee, Declare unto us now what thou hast said unto the king. Hide it not from us, and we will not put thee to death. Also what the king said unto thee. And he informed me, and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. And the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, What be these? And he answered me, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth. And another angel went out to meet him and said, And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And so I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, Lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. Then said I to the angel that talked with me, Whither do these bear the ephah? Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, What are these, my Lord? While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or, Why talkest thou with her? And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, This man doeth nothing worthy of death or of bonds. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof.